Well, this week's budget included millions of dollars for mental health funding. Experts say they hope the money helps to cast a revealing light on youth mental health and suicide prevention. And a Queensland father who saved his 12-year-old son from suicide wants to see an improvement in services for younger children. Megan Hendry has this report.
It was a Monday afternoon earlier this year when a Queensland father of three found one of his children unconscious and not breathing. We've chosen not to identify the father to protect his family.
I went outside and, something told me to come in and check on him. And I walked in and, found him in his room.
He performed CPR until the ambulance arrived. His wife and two younger children watched on in shock. It was another 8 minutes before paramedics were able to detect a pulse.
He was placed in an induced coma for 4 days. And on the second day, we were told by the doctor, because he lacked oxygen for 30 minutes approximately, they said it wasn't a matter of if, but how much brain damage he'd have.
The family braced themselves for the worst.
The next day, he ended up had his MRI, and we were handed a miracle. The doctors couldn't believe it either, that he'd come back with no significant brain damage.
The boy's father describes the last 6 weeks as a frightening roller coaster. He knew his son was being bullied, but thought the family was dealing with it.
We would just say to him, mate, they're only words. You've got to be the bigger man and let it go. But we didn't realise how much words it hurt, and we didn't realise the extent of how much he was getting bullied and how much it really did hurt him.
Suicides under the age of 14 are rare. Australian Bureau of Statistics data reveals there were 24 in 2017. That's less than 1% of all suicide deaths nationally. But experts say it's a growing problem. Professor Patrick McGorry is one of the country's leading authorities on youth mental health and suicides. He says bullying is a big risk factor for young people.
It's of the same potency as child abuse. That might surprise some people, but bullying is an incredibly dangerous phenomenon for the mental health of young people. It can be lethal, and it can be 24/7 these days, not just when kids are at school.
He says Australia needs a national approach to youth mental health and suicide prevention that provides meaningful support.
We want to learn what works. We want to scale up things that are effective and not have everyone around the country reinventing the wheel in their own little communities. We need to do this as a national sort of approach.
Earlier this week, the federal government included an extra $737 million in mental health funding in its budget. $15 million will be spent improving statistics and data collection around suicide and self-harm. Lucy Brogdon is the chair of the National Mental Health Commission.
At the moment, we don't have good real-time data to help us target the interventions when and when they're needed. And this project, the National Suicide Information Initiative, will give all states and territories right across the country that data that they need.
The initiative will collate hospital emergency records, ambulance call-outs and police reports.
We want to get in way ahead of losing life, and there are many indicators we can use, such as things around self-harm and community distress, that will give us those indicators much earlier than actually needing the coroner's data.
The Queensland father says if one life is saved, the pain of speaking out is all worth it.
Kids nowadays are exposed to so much externally. So if they're going to be exposed to that at a younger age, we need to start being open and more upfront with the issues that are close to home and not sweep them under the carpet.
That report from Megan Hendry. If you or anyone you know need help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.